I'm Gareth Armstrong. This is a Razor's Edge podcast, and this series is The 7 Secrets to Great Partnerships. Alon Reyes is sitting across from me. Alon, the last time we were together, we were dancing. That was a partnerships during scale conversation, and we ended off in this fuzzy place, but for the best possible reasons. But today, maybe not so much dancing?
Yeah, today's podcast is all about partners or not friends. And it's not that we're not friends as in we don't like each other. But I've seen far too often when partners live in each other's homes, live in each other's pockets, live in each other's lives, that those partnerships have a very short time span. Partnerships that last a long time are partnerships where there is a friendship at work. There is a deep respect for one another at work. The role that we play is partners. We like each other. We like conversing with each other. We might even go to dinner with each other and each other's family during the year once or twice. But once or twice, not every single weekend. We don't go away as families together every single weekend.
But let me jump in here. Why not? Surely that kind of interaction would allow you to get to know each other better and better, and the relationship would just go from strength to strength.
On the surface, it sounds like that's the logical answer. We share more experiences together on weekends, away, we go on holidays together. But the clue lies in the fact that we're together all the time. Now, what's going to happen in that time is we're going to say things to one another. We're going to see each other in certain situations, maybe drunk, maybe something else. There's far too much information coming in and out between one another. And eventually that becomes a redundant system because now I know everything. I know what you did this weekend because I was with you this weekend. I know what you did on Wednesday night because we went out on Wednesday night. I know what you did all the time. You know what I did all the time. And because we're in each other's systems, ecosystems, there is a level of space that we're taking up in terms of bringing new information into each other's systems. Our role as partners is to bring new information into that partnership.
Different perspectives.
It's not just about different perspective. It's about different information. Okay, there's a subtlety here. In systems theory, a redundant system is one where there's no newness in that system. So it becomes redundant. The information is just circling and circling and circling. And if you want to be quite graphical about it, it's about living in your own excrement, whatever is extracted, because there's nothing new in the system. Nothing's leaving the system or coming into the system. So that's an extreme picture. But when we're in an environment, and I know what you're going to say next, and I know how you think, and I know how you're going to react to this, and I know. Eventually, I don't need to know you anymore because it's redundant. I know what you're going to do. There's nothing new. So that's at one level. At another level, if you're in a different friendship circle to mine, if I'm in one friendship circle and you in a different friendship circle, and think about this as two Venn diagrams. And in the center, we contact as partnerships on a daily basis during work time and the odd weekend and evening out with family, etc. Then we still have those two parts of each other's circle where we are engaging with other people without one another, and we're having conversations and we're learning new things and we're going to different talks and conferences.
And you're bringing all of this back.
And then when we meet each other, you say, you know, last night I went out with so-and-so and I asked him about this and he said this and this and this. So there's new information coming into the system. We're both out there bringing that new information. And then we'll have a debate around how that works and what we're going to do with that information. Does it relate to our business, etc.? And the space of bringing that information from outside in and then debating it in the center. But when that Venn diagram, when the two circles are pushed together too much and the center is too thick, then it becomes far too redundant and there's far less information coming into the center. And therefore, the center is not healthy as it should be. And that makes me think of the idiom, familiarity breeds contempt. The more familiar we are with one another, the more likely it will breed And it breeds contempt. It's about that breeding of contempt. So it's about bringing new perspectives all the time and different dimensions and being actually quite surprising to one another. Like, oh, I didn't know that. So we still bring value to one another as partners. So we bring the value of history. We bring the value of shared values. We bring the value of trust to one another. But we also bring the value of new information into our partnership all the time. A big part of my conversation with my partner every time we meet on a weekly basis is bringing that information. We don't do that deliberately. We don't sit down and item number one, new information. But we bring it into those meetings because I'm excited to share this new information, or I belong to a networking group and I met this person and I learned from him that this, or I learned from her that. And so that information is then brought into the partnership.
What I also hear or see here is that there is the value of not sharing every day is the fact that you get to filter it as well. You're not inundated with information. It's moved from just being raw data to actual valuable information.
Correct. Which is very similar to what happens when we're scaling a business, is that it's filtered information that we keep getting. And so there's a level of crispness to that information. And there's a level of the importance of that information. If I've taken the time to actually share that with you, then I've taken the time to think about the fact that that might be important and maybe contextualize it to the conversation that we're having right now. It's also bringing the market intelligence, whether it's competitive market intelligence or what's happening with ex-employees or what's happening, you know, with other organizations that are dealing with similar issues. And it brings that information into our conversations, helps us. It's like the third person in the room that we're bringing all the time to our conversations through these other interactions outside of our partnership. And I have firsthand experience of this. My parents were partners. So my parents were partners in a business. They were 50-50 in a business. And then they came home and they were husband and wife. And they always said, I don't know how they survived their marriage, quite frankly, because they never had marital problems. They only had business problems because that's all they spoke about. When they came back at home in the evening, the conversation wasn't about, you know, something third party-ish. It was always about what happened at work that day. The system became very redundant. That they survived it as a couple is a miracle, because the intensity was there constantly 24/7. And they retired early, and perhaps that's why they are still married today, because I do not believe if they carried on together for another 10 years in that business, they'd be married today. Because there was no external information coming into that partnership.
So I'm going to ask this in two ways. The first way, what happens if you really, really genuinely click and like this person? Let's go there. So there's way number one. Number two, what happens if I started a business with my friend and we're about to move to a point where we're starting to grow and we need to begin to separate certain things out? How do I actually do that? How do I keep that distance, or how do I introduce that distance?
Yeah, I don't think it needs to be as contrived as that. I think there needs to just be this absolute knowledge that it's not healthy that we live in each other's pockets. So in your first question about, I really like my partner, I do too. I really, really like my partner. You know, I go as far as to say I love my partner. I've been in a partnership with him for 20 years. We know each other very, very well and care for each other, in not just in a business way, but as people, as a friend. But I also want my own life separate to that. So it's about having that separate life and needing that separateness. When the business is growing, your second question about when it's growing and it has to split, I think if you can't have an honest conversation about that, then I think the outcome is quite predictable. And it's probably very hard to separate at that point because you're just so used to that, and your families are probably enmeshed with one another, and your wives are friends and the kids are friends. And so it's very hard to untangle that. So it would have to be a slow process. I'd say there can't be a constructed process. It just has to be a natural process of evolving as two separate families and two separate people. I'd say that's much more difficult. I really would say that's far more difficult. And it probably doesn't have a good outcome. And so therefore, that saying also, we don't get into business with friends, it's not about that I don't like you or that you're incompetent or whatever the case may be. It's all great in the beginning because we trusted that the basis of that saying is that it's not got nothing to do with trust because I trust you and I like you and I like working with you. But it is that the basis of a redundant system. So this is the last of our 7 secrets to great partnerships. I think in summarizing this whole podcast series, this is about consciousness as partners. This is about understanding that we have to evolve as partners. This is understanding that we have to take responsibility as partners. It's not as organic as one thinks. Partnerships are hard work, like marriage is hard work. You have to work at it and you have to keep evolving in relation to where the business is all the time. So you've got a marker. You've got the growth of the business. It's the same thing that happens in a marriage. You've got little kids. You have to be a certain type of parent to little kids. When they are teenagers, you have to be a different kind of parent in a teenage environment. When they're getting married, you have to be a different kind of parent at that point. And when you are a grandparent, you have to be a different kind of parent at that stage. You evolve, not just as partners in that time, but you also evolve as human beings. The same thing happens in a business partnership. You've got a context marker, which is the size of the business, the complexity of the business, and you have to keep evolving in a very conscious way.
And that's the voice of Alon Reyes, CEO of Reyes Corp, bringing this 7 Secrets to Great Partnerships podcast series to a close. If you're interested in more podcast series like this, head over to reyescorp.com where you'll find a lineup of excellent podcast series, along with the opportunity to sign up for notifications on new podcast series that come out. My name is Gareth Armstrong, and this has been a Razor's Edge podcast. We'll see you in the next one.